Head movement!
My aunt had to say
I had a long road back with you, fear me.
This is number one bullshit.
Absolutely, man. I'm about to give you coast to coast ass whooping. I'm gonna make him go face down, ass up once again.
It's the air of it all, baby. I slammed the door
when I come into the bedroom. And what's up, brother?
How goes it?
It goes, man. I'm fucking trying to be able to hear you. Give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
There we go. We're fucking live, baby.
Your hearing's okay?
Yeah. Is your hearing okay?
Yeah, my hearing is okay.
Okay. I mean, realistically speaking, my hearing is fucking shit.
Subpar at best.
Yeah. It's, subpar. But... Yeah, guys, welcome to the Heirs of the Dog Show. This is episode 19, baby.
Really?
Yeah, episode 19. I get excited every episode. It becomes higher and higher.
But it really does.
Thing works.
Numbers.
Yep. But we want to first give a huge shout out and thank you to our two conglomerates and sponsors. Sorry about that.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. But we definitely want to give a huge shout out to RTF Sports Network. They have been monumental in gaining dubious amounts of views on our episodes since we've started recording on a regular basis. And with them, without them, we would kind of be, stuck with the same people that we've had for the past 2 years. And I mean, it's not, stuck, but you know what I'm saying? We got to diversify. We got a network. So we're definitely thankful for them and all of the people that are listening because of them. So thank you. And another huge, huge thank you to always true and lovely sponsor, Newview Pharma and Rankmouth Extract. Is that a deep breath out? Or are you frying something?
Smoking weed, dude.
Oh, currently smoking weed. Got it. I just heard your torch.
Oh, no. It was just a pen.
Oh, got it. It's your vape pen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're currently breaking the law right now.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's okay. Nobody's gonna arrest you.
No, that's true.
It is true?
It is true. I'm not going to get arrested today.
Yeah, but it would be true that somebody would come arrest you?
No. Well, I mean, under the circumstances, whatever was happening.
Yeah, but I mean, shit, man. I guess it's that serious.
I guess. Some people, apparently it is. Shit.
Well,
like
maybe
the leaders
so.
Of Iowa, I guess.
Yeah, well, fuck them.
They just passed. They passed med last year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that you're a medical patient,
and you can grow.
You just recreationally use the medicine.
Yeah,
just like you recreationally take Tylenol.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't abuse Tylenol.
You don't have to have a prescription. Yeah.
No.
You don't abuse weed either.
No. Well, no, I don't. It abuses me sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta have a nice little fucking swift kick in the ass and let the weed tell you what the fuck is up, because that's it's the way life works.
It is,
man.
The way life
the way
works.
The cookie crumbles.
Sometimes, yeah, unfortunately,
it's all right though.
Yeah, I don't mind.
But yeah, so I don't know if I've said it, but thank you to Newview Pharma and RM Extracts. You guys are the bomb diggity and the shiznit and the bomb.com. Smoking on some pretty prime primo shit right now.
Oh, you are?
I got some mixtures this last time, bro.
What are you talking about?
I got Slazer Band, which is Slazer Beam and Headband mix.
Oh.
It's a sativa leaning hybrid.
Okay.
I got Jedi Kush.
Yes.
And Third Eye Wax.
I have that here.
That is good stuff.
I'm excited about it. It is good.
I got Mandy Clem or Mandy.
Dude, I have that here too. Clem? It's good. It's so great.
It's already gone. It's already gone. That stuff was so good. Hercules and Slazer Beam. Yep. And then obviously I got a little 2 gram bucket of Stardog I'm still working on. But have the good old trusty Mandarin Sunset, bro. That's a new top five for me. I really enjoy that strain.
Is that a sativa?
Not only because
Sunset sounds like it's a sativa.
It is. It's a hybrid, but I think it's a sativa leaning hybrid.
Okay.
So it's definitely a good little, you know, evening smoke. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Like, if you want to come home and play some video games and shoot the shit and
then
really, really fucking relax, but not go right the fuck to sleep, because my ass gets put right the fuck to sleep when I smoke an indica, bro. If it's a straight indica, I'm going to sleep.
If you let yourself, yeah. It's easy as
I fight it.
Why
fight it?
Yeah, why fight it? There's no reason.
Yeah, exactly. Your body's telling you you need to go to sleep, so just let it.
It is cool, though. So there's sometimes I smoke indicas, and like, that's the trippy weed.
Yeah, but you kind of have to be in a super uppity mood to smoke an indica. Like, it's a social thing. You know what I'm saying?
It is usually after coffee. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a game changer, bro. Having caffeine and weed,
dude. Caffeine I get and fucked weed up makes... every morning.
Oh yeah,
for like an hour and a half.
I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna. Fucked up. I have some Irish. I started drinking Irish fucking breakfast tea, like black tea.
Yeah, definitely. I love that stuff,
bro. You put a little bit of fucking butter in that motherfucker in the morning.
Yeah.
With some honey.
Yeah, I know. I'll just do it black too. I like it. It's just straight up. I've been doing.
I'm kind of a fruitcake.
Staying hydrated, keep your immune system high. You know, I've been doing. I found out that if you cold brew tea, it doesn't like if you hot brew tea. That's what makes it bitter, and that makes all the caffeines come out, and it also kills. Like the vitamin C and stuff, and like green tea and other vitamins that tea likes. But if you cold brew it for like hours in just normal water, just let it steep for like 4 hours, so instead of you having to drink like 3 cups of tea for those vitamins, you could just drink one because none of those go away. So what I've been doing is overnight in like a pitcher, have some lemons in there, slice up some lemons because you know the lemons is a great source of vitamin C, you know,
antioxidants,
all that shit, and then some like a couple bags of green tea and fucking wake up in the morning because I've still been fasting. I started taking fasting a lot seriously like this past 2 weeks
since you've been home.
Yeah, just said fuck it, you know. I feel great. Life is good. I feel real great. Yeah
I always feel like you kind of get like a little mental reset
when I come back here.
Yeah, when you definitely. Go back home,
especially during the summer. Hey,
just a quick little freaking side note. Catherine just messaged me about the apparel.
Oh, dope!
So I'm gonna read the message. I don't know what it entails, but that was what that buzzing sound was. If you heard it,
no, I didn't hear shit.
Oh, okay. Well, let's fucking dive right in, bro.
Dude, I've got a great story for you that I just remembered like 2 minutes ago.
You just wrote it?
No, I just remembered like 2 minutes ago.
Oh, you just remembered it?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it. So, do it, because I have what I have to talk about right in front of me.
So, back, remember the year 2009? No, 2000.
That was a freshman.
2010.
Okay, yeah.
I think I was like, first year college kind of deal.
Okay.
I get a random phone call from this is back in 2010. I get a random phone call from my mom. And she said, hey, like, she's like kind of pissed off. And I'm like, really? it's not like my mom at all. And she's saying something like, she was pissed at, like, she thought me and my friends had come home and just like trashed the house. And I'm like, Mom, what are you talking about? Like, why would, does that, can we think about this for a second? Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Have I ever done that? Does that sound like something me and my friends would do? Just come over, trash the place, and leave? Because she was talking like her bed was tipped over. Like, shit. I go, Mom, it sounds like someone rummaged through our house. You should call the cops. She's like, yeah, okay, you're right. Because someone did. A couple people did, like, when no one was home.
Oh, fuck.
We live out in the country, dude. It's just a couple meth heads looking for shit to sell.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, because, I mean, they went to my neighbor's house, and, you know, a girl my age was there. And she answered the door, and the guy just bailed. He's like, oh, sorry, wrong house. Like, they weren't looking for confrontation at all. Okay. And so they just bailed. And I had a little squirrel gun that I had to shoot birds and, you know, shit around the yard. A little 22 rifle with this, like, 9-power scope on it that we had bought from the pawn shop. And, dude, I love that thing. It was a pump-style 22 little rifle. And I just walk around the yard just shooting birds all day. And... they took that, and they left my 20-gauge shotgun, which I thought was weird, and they took the fucking rifle, and nothing else. It was pretty funny. Like, my mom's jewelry and shit was rummaged through, but nothing was taken. So we always gave her shit about how she didn't have anything worth stealing.
Yeah, it's weird, bro.
Anyway, So once a year, basically, whoever runs, because we live in, you know, the county we live in, whatever sheriff, they'll call my dad once, because in Iowa, it's not like fucking Texas, per se, where you have no idea who the original owner of this gun was.
Yeah.
They get traded all the time. In Iowa, that's illegal. You know, you have to know. There always has to be a bill of sale and shit like that.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. You can't just gift. You can gift people a gun, but it has to be like, I'm pretty sure it has to be documented. And they, you know, so they call him about once a year saying no new news, you know, hey, we never found it. He's like, okay, yeah, whatever. We just wrote it off. It's the whole fucking 22. Who cares?
Yeah.
Fucking 2 days ago, they get a call saying, hey, we found your gun.
What the fuck?
I'm like, are you serious? They come by, and sure as shit, apparently what happened was within a year of it being stolen from my house, this dude had, and it wasn't the original guy who stole it, because that guy had gotten picked up. They figured out who was doing it all, and he had got put in. He was probably out of prison before we got the fucking gun back, but it was sitting in an evidence locker within a year of it being stolen, and it just got out now.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. So like the guy's house that he sold it to or whatever gets raided by fucking the feds and it just gets swapped in with, cause the guy was a felon. So in possession of a firearm, it just gets tacked on to whatever his sentencing was, and that shit sat. And then there was a change of command basically where that evidence locker was, and someone was going through it going, hey, this shit's stolen. We should get it back to Mr. Newbro.
Oh, holy shit, bro.
Yeah, so I haven't seen it yet, but apparently it's like the fucking pump is broke, but like I don't know if it works. I'm sure it does.
It's a little 22 rifle.
Yeah, bro. Like it's, you feed it.
Bro, that thing's
like, there's no magazine or clip. So you just pull up, like underneath the barrel is another one. And you just pull that thing, and it holds like 22 rounds.
Oh, no shit.
Dude, bro. I'd walk around all day with fucking, you could hold like hundreds of 22 rounds in your pockets.
Yeah, they're like fucking BBs,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, dude, I'm just popping whatever. Like, my yard was not a safe place for anything. I knew, like, I'd been through hunter safety and shit, so it's like, it's illegal to shoot songbirds and shit. So you know what you can and can't shoot.
Yeah, for sure. You're not killing
hawks. What's a nuisance and stuff? Yeah, exactly. You're not shooting robins because they're songbirds, stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I'm excited to see that little gun again.
Yeah, dude, that'll be cool to see for sure. Well, I don't know if I told you this, but I got a Magnum Shooting Center membership now. So.
Oh, dope. Is that
as soon
an
as
outdoor range?
No, it's indoor, okay. But I'm thinking about buying another additional membership. It's $100 for the fucking year.
And you go as many times as you want?
Yep. Yeah. And you can bring a guest.
That's sick. I'll shoot you $50. Too easy.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, dude, don't even worry about that. I'm going fucking every week now. I'm kind of bringing this whole shooting and buying my rifle into a new, not new, but, you know, a hobby again. You know, I really miss shooting.
Building ARs and stuff.
Fuck yeah, bro. Miss combat arms a lot, man. And I think that with my knowledge and my creativity and my network, I think, you know, I could make some fucking pretty cool custom builds for people. And not only that, but I want to do some three gun competitions, man. I think we could fucking win some shit. I think I told you about this
last time.
Maybe. Yeah. Touched on it, but
three guns. Cool.
I don't know. I'm for serious about it, man.
She doesn't, when we call me, and she don't realize that I'm in the middle of a fucking podcast, so she can.
To me, it sounds like you're underwater.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Is that better?
Yeah, you're good now.
Sorry, my wife was calling.
No worries.
She just probably got off. But...
Okay, I'm going to have to answer this.
Literally in the middle of recording. All right. If she calls again, I got to take it.
It's all good, dude. Fucking hanging out. Have a drill.
Hold on. I don't want it to end the recording. All right, hold on. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Did you hear me the whole time? Good.
No.
Because I bitched her out. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No. She was super apologetic. She's like, I'm sorry I called twice. I know you're recording. I'm like, it's all good. Speaking of which, let's take a little fucking dab break. Bro. You're going to be so excited when you get back. I got two little smoking devices. Or not devices, but accessories.
What?
Yeah, accessories. Bro, I got a Pickle Rick banger cap. Like a okay. Car cap. It's Pickle Rick. And then I got a little fucking dab tool that is made out of glass and has a little fucking spoon for crumble on the other side.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I've only bought one fucking dab tool and it broke within like hours of owning it.
Yeah, you bought me my Captain America one too and that broke.
That's the one I was talking about.
Yep.
On that shitty little fucking shop.
Yeah, it was a cool little trinket on the top of it though.
That's what fell off.
It was the shield. Oh, I thought the whole thing broke in
it's
half.
It's like the little... maybe?
I think maybe we broke it in half out of spite. Maybe that was my decision. I don't know.
Have you been watching Rick and Morty?
Dude, I haven't. I haven't been even fucking watching TV, man. I can't even fucking log on to play video games after I get home. I smoke, I drink a few beers, and by 6 o'clock, I'm fucking toast. I'm gone, bro.
It ain't a bad night,
no,
though.
It's not bad at all, but it's like I kind of miss being able to stay up till 11, 12 o'clock every night playing video games and fucking doing nothing, you know?
True.
It's kind of a cool little fucking gig, but life is life. Gotta live it.
Say la vie. Yeah. Seize the carp. Carpe
the seas. Seize the carpet.
Diem. So there's something
about carpet. Seize the carpet. That's a t-shirt.
I don't know.
Seize the carpet.
Make sure it's the right carpet.
Yeah, bro.
Though.
That's gonna be on our website if you guys are interested in buying t-shirts. Seize the carpet.
I'm interested.
Hey, $35.
Done.
It's an expensive t-shirt. Yeah. Breathe it in.
Yeah, for a t-shirt.
Good. Good. thank you, New View Pharma.
My brain went straight to
Star Wars.
No,
I went to Star Wars.
No, I don't know why Crypt Keeper was on my brain. Right. Like, what's the show?
Ghostbusters.
No, with the Crypt Keeper.
Oh,
it was Nickelodeon.
Fucking Temple of Doom.
No, you remember that dude Mark
yes,
Summer?
Something Crusade.
No, he was
Fuck, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Like, was he Guts?
Guts, yeah.
What? Some maybe it was one of those weird Nickelodeon shows
Guts.
Where they had kids doing like American Gladiator.
Yeah, Guts.
Yeah, I was watching. There's a show Restaurant Impossible Hulu has on. I've seen it before, but I didn't know Mark Summer was like an executive producer, and for some reason he just needs to be on camera every episode.
Oh, really?
As an executive producer. I was like, I fucking know that guy. Yeah. And then you see his name.
That's funny.
It was weird. It was a weird.
Like, yeah, it's like, why do I fucking moment. Know that guy?
Exactly. Yeah. And then Google. Thank God. Google
yeah, thank so. God. Dude, speaking of fucking Google, I think we talked about this just in talking about it, but I don't think we talked about it on the podcast. But that Neuralink shit with Elon Musk on the Joe Rogan podcast, did you watch that whole thing?
Yeah, I did.
Bro, that shit's scary, man. I don't know how I feel about that.
Are you gonna do it?
Fuck no. I'm not
Here's
gonna let you
one.
Do
what
it.
If, no, I wouldn't do it. I mean, we'll probably be when it comes out and it's like ready for humans. We'll be like in our 80s.
Nah, he said 10 years, bro.
and ready for humans in 10
years?
Yes,
he said ready for commercial use in 10 years.
That's pretty crazy. I mean, I remember him saying something about
that would change our fucking entire sociology of our entire globe. The fucking separation in of class would be insane. You'd either be a cyborg or a fucking puny human.
You need to watch the next one. You need to watch it is a fucking Flight Companion. They just had.
Oh, did yeah. I know, man. I'm.
Oh, dude.
I'm terrible
it's
at
so
watching
great.
Whole
listen
whole
to
things.
It. Well, just listen to it tomorrow when you're at work. Not doing
oh yeah, that's such a good idea, bro. I've been just listening to music and I kind of get stale on it. You know what I'm saying?
Throw on a 3-hour
yep,
podcast.
That's what I need to do. I'm not stale on it, but you know what I'm saying? Like I kind of need more to for my brain to do because I'm just putting fucking boxes away. But
that's what I like about Spotify's rewinds.
There's no fucking internet
like
in the
past
warehouse.
Summers.
Oh, yeah, so I have to download all of my albums. So I've literally, all I've been listening to is all of the Mac Miller albums, all of the Post Malone albums, all of the Queens of the Stone Age albums, all of Anderson .Paak, and all of the Black Keys.
Sounds, yeah.
I may have said the Black Keys twice, but they're just that good.
I don't know if you did. I don't think
maybe not, but they deserve to be said twice because I listened to the fucking shit out of them today. But anyway, that's a good innuendo talking about Joe Rogan. He just fucking struck a deal with Spotify, man.
$100 million.
That's fucking insane. And we kind of touched on that too. It's like, does he bring, I don't know how many other podcasts are on Spotify that are like, you know what I'm saying? The homies with Joe Rogan.
Oh, well, there's a bunch. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many.
Congratulations is on Spotify. Fighter and the Kid is on Spotify. Yeah,
was Rogan on Spotify anyway?
Your Mom's House is on Spotify. No, Joe Rogan was never on Spotify.
Because I know the big deal was him, like, it's exclusively on Spotify.
No, he's not. He's not on any fucking podcast platform. He was only on YouTube and Apple Music.
No, he was on iTunes.
That's what I'm saying. Apple.
Apple Music. No, I mean.
Yeah, whatever.
There's Apple Music.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't use an iPhone, so I don't know the difference. You know what I mean. Yeah, so yeah, Joe Rogan is not, I don't know, is
he was on YouTube. Yeah, he was just on, not, I guess if he was just only not on Spotify, but now he's at September 1, he'll be on nothing but
Spotify. Yeah, there's the Joe Rogan Experience on Spotify, and only one episode is Joe Rogan is coming to Spotify May 19th, 2020. I'm going to pre-follow. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
There you go,
look,
dude.
Look at me.
Maybe you'll get like a free
t-shirt. I just got a fucking Hello Freak Bitches free t-shirt.
Oh.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Cool. I lied.
Oh.
Oh, just fucking Andrew Dice Clay it. Oh. Speaking of.
Oh, little boat.
Oh.
Isn't that what he...
Little it Miss Muffet sat Muffet on a tuffet, yeah, eating her curds away. Oh. Once was a spider, sat down beside her, and said, "Hey, what's in the bowl, bitch?" I fucking love Andrew Dice Clay, bro. What's that? Have you seen Ford Fairlane?
Did you say a Ford?
Yes, Fairlane? It's a movie with Andrew Dice Clay.
A vehicle?
You need to watch it. It's fucking awesome.
I just watched what's his name's new movie? Has Nick Swartz in it. I can't think of it. Spade.
Oh, Wrong Missy.
Yeah, it was
cringy
funny
for me.
Yeah, I might not have watched it. Like
in the right mindset,
paid attention much, but I definitely wasn't. Paid
if you're high enough, anything's good.
Of course.
It's all right. I watched it sober with Emily, and we kind of like got halfway through it, and we're like, ah, this is so bad.
It probably was.
Yeah, I mean, it's like if you, I don't know. I'm different now, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love the old Adam Sandler and fucking Farley movies because of who they are. You know what I'm saying? The writing was of the times. I feel like you can't write like that anymore.
You definitely cannot. Yeah.
And it's like, hey, man, stop. I love you, Spade. But if Farley was still here, he would have fucking evolved too, I think. But cocaine is a hell of a drug.
It really is. I've heard that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've heard that before.
Speaking of cocaine, is John Jones fighting anytime soon?
The next fight they're trying to make with Johnny Bones is Francis Ngannou.
Francis Ngannou. He just fought, but didn't he?
It's going to be a stretch. Yeah. Yeah, he did just fight. But his fight was 8 seconds long. Oh, yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. So he could probably fight tomorrow.
Yeah.
And,
And then what's this about fucking... OSP jumping up to heavyweight. That was pretty cool.
That is dope.
I think he looks fucking good too. You know what I'm saying? Like that dude, yeah, he don't look like a fat boy.
No, I mean he probably walked around at like
two. Yeah, exactly. Anyways. He's just cutting fucking less weight, and
he's cutting zero weight. He's probably eating whatever he wants. He'll probably gain 10 pounds.
Yeah, he could probably put on another fucking 5 to 10 pounds of muscle and be a fucking.
Oh yeah. I can see him weighing
at 245. Oh, dude, what the fuck was that guy's name? Czech Congo. That motherfucker was huge.
Yeah. He was murking dudes in his
time. Yeah, bro. He was murking motherfucker. And he was scary, bro. He was scary. He was such a scary motherfucker. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? Standing across the fucking octagon from Czech Congo and not knowing who, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, all right, fuck. I'm out. I'm out, bro.
Or Francis Ngannou. Yeah. I'm done. What's the.
Or Henry Cejudo. I'm just kidding.
I mean, dude, yeah. He's the.
Dude, I'm pretty sure.
Greatest martial artist.
I mean, I'm not. I sound really fucking cocky. But I feel like I would get a few good hits in on Cejudo. A few.
I mean, I don't know.
Maybe. Just based on fucking, you know, height advantage and fucking arm length advantage. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could keep away from him, but he'd probably just fucking shoot right in on me like a little fucking mouse going through the little mouse hole. And that mother...
I mean, yeah.
He would fucking just get you, scoop you right up.
You can keep away from him until you can.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I'm not saying I would win the fight. I didn't say that at all. I didn't say it would even be that much of a fight.
I knew a dude. You remember Lane?
Yeah. D. Yeah. Lane?
he's got a story where, because he's from Jersey.
Yes.
And he has a story about him partying in high school. And just at this giant, like, mansion-like place. It's just, like, one of those high school parties that you know, make movies about kind of deal. And apparently those were just fucking normal. And Lane's saying, like, he's talking about how he's getting pissed off at this dude because he won't fight him. And they're getting mad as shit at him because they're playing beer pong and he's mad. He's pissed off that this guy won't fight him.
Come on, bitch.
And he finds out later. Fight me. Yeah, exactly right. You can hear him. And fucking he comes back later, and his buddies were like, "Hey, that's like that dude knows how to fight." And he's like, "Whatever." And they're like, "And was like, no, fucking relax, man. Like that dude will murder you." It was Frankie Edgar.
Oh no, shit.
Yeah.
I think I heard this.
Lane sees him fighting. Yeah, he sees him fighting on the UFC. He goes, "Hey, I fucking know that guy." I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, bro, that's
crazy. Oh
man, fucking Lane.
I'm like, yeah, he would have killed, he would have murdered you. He knew that's why he didn't want to fight you, dummy. He's like, oh no, I know.
Yeah, that's sad, but true.
It's a way different level.
Yeah,
as you can't even imagine.
And like, there's people that you see on this that you would think that would be badass. You know what I'm saying? And they're not, and it's just a matter of like, it just goes to show you how much it is all about fucking technique when it comes to fighting in the UFC and like at that level. You know what I'm saying?
Because everyone's in shape.
Yeah, everyone's a fucking athlete. Everyone can fucking do some push-ups and fucking, you know, do, you know, 12-mile runs and fucking 30-minute fucking, you know, boxing, hitting pads. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. But not everyone can get hit in the face.
Exactly. 100%. Not everyone can think about what the fuck to do critically and get hit in the face.
Right. That's a different ballgame too.
Yeah. There's so much involved in it, bro. And I've been thinking more and more about it because just I love the like mentality of a fighter. And it's not even just martial arts. It's, you know, fucking military, fucking law enforcement, firefighters, you know, guys that are fucking personal security, that are
just hard.
Yeah, people that just exactly doesn't yeah. even. You could be a fucking lineman. You know what I'm saying? You could fucking hang literally electricity poles for a living and be a hard motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It's just a matter of, you know, having the right mentality of choosing to do the harder thing, regardless of what your mind tells you not to do or to do. You know what right. I'm saying?
Exactly. Well, that's this time right
for
now.
For sure.
Is all you're finding out who you want, on who you do and who you don't want on your team by who's bitching right now.
Dude, yes.
Saying, yeah, I'm having issues being by myself for this long. It's like, fucking for real?
Yeah, relax.
Are you serious?
Bro, honestly, I had a hard time not having the fucking food that I wanted more than anything else.
Yeah, I was pissed that the rest of the idiots were fucking it up for everybody
else. I'm pissed off that I can't go and get the fucking fresh appetizers at my favorite fucking Irish pub. And a fresh fucking, fucking Smithwick's. God damn it. Dude, all I want right now is some fucking, the corned beef fucking nachos at Abby's Irish Pub with a fucking Smithwick's and two shots of JMO.
Ooh, or like a
bro, that guess. Shit gets me going. That shit gets me fucking going. Speaking of,
a thick Guinness that's like a bowl of oatmeal. Oh, dude,
like a fucking nice cold glass of chocolate milk, baby. Put me to sleep. Rock me to fucking bed, baby. I want a fucking nice, tall Guinness fucking stout. Hell yeah. Speaking of beer, I'm drinking this Rocky Mountain Brewery, and I've been going to this local liquor store right across the street from us. And this dude is a fucking monster when it comes to like knowing my appetite and understanding what the fuck I want and what I'm going for. Cause
as far as whiskey goes.
And dude, you know me, I like to mix like my liquors with beer every once in a while, especially like the beer ciders and the like fruity whiskeys like Crown.
Yes.
Well, I told you about that.
Well, it's a double barrel shot.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like making some...
Putting liquor in beer? That's the fucking... That's like bread and cheese.
Yeah, bro. It's like fucking cottage cheese and avocados, you know?
Oh, is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a thing. I was just picking two off-the-wall random things that actually do go together, but you wouldn't think they would.
I've never been a fan of cottage cheese.
You haven't had the right cottage cheese. I'll talk about that.
I'll tell you right now, I've never given it a chance.
Bro, let me school you on the fucking the realm of cheese of the cottage.
I just don't like the definition of it.
Cottage cheese?
Well, isn't it rotted milk?
Well, it's curdled milk, but it's...
Yeah, like on the verge of going...
No, down. Because it's refrigerated the entire time. It doesn't have bacteria in it. It's just like blue cheese. It's aged.
That just catches me on.
Yeah, too. But it's just like whiskey. You know I tell what I'm you saying? What,
though, that's good on a,
whiskey is good aged.
On a hamburger. Oh yeah.
What's it? What's the difference between a cheese and a whiskey?
A cow.
True. Touché.
Or a goat.
Yeah, I guess it is a naturally organic. No, not organic. It would be an animal product. Whiskey is not an animal product.
Animals are having issues now.
Yeah, bro. There's a fucking, like, fucking... beef shortage.
I mean, everything. Because there's not enough people to butcher them.
Oh, yeah. They're killing so fucking pigs all these like farmers... crazy.
Yeah, my parents yesterday, just went and bought a whole hog. That's 150 pounds of meat.
For like $50?
Like literally, no, like $100.
No fucking way. Do they want to send us one?
Yeah, straight from the farmer. From the farmer, I say. Dude. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's still like that. Like, because they're so hard up to find someone to buy, or the pigs just have to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's fucking crazy, bro.
It's weird.
It's weird. How much people prioritize the things that really matter when shit hits the fan. It's like, no, we ain't eating pork.
Well, no, it's not that. It's not that at all. It's just the factories, the meat packing plants don't have the people to do the numbers they're used to. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, gotcha.
So instead of slaughtering 1,000 pigs a day, they can only slaughter like 50.
Mm. Holy
fuck. Yeah, same with the cows. Same with the chickens.
And these cows are able to stay alive. The pigs can't stay alive after a certain age.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of useless. I mean, for what they want, you know, what you want them.
Yeah, after they get to a certain size, they're just fucking nasty. They're gross.
Yeah, and you can't let them go.
Yeah.
Literally, you can't, because it'll turn into Iowa, will turn into Texas.
Yep.
With their wild, the pig will turn feral and grow tusks and fur. That little pink pig, it's insane, dude.
Yeah, bro, like fucking micro evolutionizes in fucking 10 years.
Yeah, not even in like months.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Goddamn. It turns into a fucking goddamn survive. Mountain pig.
Yeah, bro, they just survive. And then
except there's no mountains in Iowa.
No, it's pretty hilly. But no mountains.
Still, fucking, you can kill a lot of goddamn pigs from a helicopter without mountains.
True, very true.
That would be fun.
But it'd ruin, Iowa's a lot smaller. I mean, it'd ruin the, you know.
Oh, yeah, the agriculture would be shit. It'd be fucking desolate fucking ghost town. But
it'd be pretty
crazy. We have a fuck ton of helicopters. A lot of hunting.
That's all it is.
Yeah, it's just this whole waste. It's like fucking Mad Max. It's just people flying helicopters, driving around fucking.
We'll see the farmers. You ever seen a dude crop dust with plane?
Yes.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah.
That fucker gets so low, dude. He probably gets probably 20 feet over the corn.
Oh, yeah.
In a plane over our house. Just...
But he's been doing it for fucking 30 years. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, yeah. Oh, yeah. Probably without a pilot license.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I wanted to say this before this thing's gone. Fucking Redhead, Rocky Mountain Brewery. It's a Irish. It's a fucking red Irish ale. Here, I'll just read it. I'll just read the can. Watch out for this temptuous lady. She has a sassy attitude with an upfront bitterness and a delicious citrus and herbal hop flavor that gives way to a smooth, malty finish with a hint of spice. She will leave you begging for more. Bro, I should.
That sounded like your John James.
Like White Goodman from Dodgeball.
Yeah.
Watch out for this temptress lady. She's got a sassy attitude.
Got a sassy attitude.
Getting all hot and saucy. Mm.
That sounds delicious.
It's so good, bro. I'm starting to find out and figure what my taste in beer is. Like daily go to. Hey, I want beer tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, kind of like a wine.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I know what my Pinot Grigio is, you know?
Yeah.
And it's fucking red Irish ales.
I got pretty drunk the other night. I saw we were grocery shopping in this little organic
store. Oh, fuck yeah. It's the best place to get drunk.
I bought two bottles of wine that was on clearance for $6. Yeah, I didn't care. She's like, what's it taste like? I'm like, who cares? It's $6.
Yeah, fuck it.
It's going to get the job
done. Yeah, I'm going to not feel anything in six
That's
hours.
That's what it tastes like. Yeah. It tastes like a good night's sleep. How's that sound?
It tastes like my face not feeling like anything when I hit it.
Yeah. That's what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. I'm decided. I think every episode I'm going to have a different local brewery with a different fucking beer, and I'm going to talk about it. I didn't pour this one in a glass. I think this is a piss poor review, honestly, when it comes to, you know, the way I want to do it from here on out. But I think maybe we could do it as our own little fucking YouTube series, you and I. Like on the airs.
How many airs of the dog would you give it out of 5?
How many hairs would I sprinkle this into in my hangover cure?
How many? That dog needs a name. We never named that dog.
What dog? Oh, the
hairs of the dog.
We didn't.
We didn't see.
I think we should wait.
Yeah, leave it up to somebody
else. We should let our fucking listeners decide what his name is. Or even if it's, yeah, he's got a mustache, so it's definitely a he.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'll post it on the old Insta and
the old posties.
Yeah, the old posties. But yeah, onward and upward, dude. When your birthday's coming up, your fucking birthday. Happy
next week.
Yeah, your birthday is the 31st, isn't it?
It is.
Dude, I fucking nailed it, man. I'm so bad at that shit. I'm so fucking bad at that shit.
I'm pretty bad too.
Yeah, my birthday is easy to remember because it's fucking Canada Day, and it's the only way I remember it.
Canada Day.
Yeah, it's Canadian fucking Independence Day, and my grandfather was from Canada, so I like to celebrate it as well. So fuck you, okay? Hey,
it's July.
Yeah, July 1st.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 4th of July weekend every year, baby. I fucking love it. It's so fun. My birthday's awesome.
That is a dude. Aren't summer birthdays just bad?
I feel like people that are born out of the summer just don't understand how to have fun.
I mean, no. Alec has a fucking December birthday, yeah. And I'm like,
Emily's got a November birthday. She doesn't like to do anything for her birthday ever. And I'm like, what the fuck? Let's go do something. It's like,
yeah, it's your birthday. Yeah,
it's your birthday. Partying? Let's party. And she's like, no, it's my birthday's in a weird time. Like, doesn't.
Yeah, so it's that, November.
Yeah, it's like, know? Why? Why? Make it a special time. I don't get it. She just confuses me. But can you hear her talking in the background?
Yeah. But I can't make out what she's saying.
I don't know why she's talking so goddamn loud. We're kind of in the middle of a podcast.
A very important thing. Oh.
We talking out here? All right. We got a few more minutes here. This is a solid little podcast here, Bucko. But
we did a good job this week.
31st. 31st, your birthday. But after that, when are you planning on coming back in June?
Probably gonna party this weekend. Oh, June. It depends. It depends on. I'm gonna bring Keisha back.
Okay.
So she has to get. I want to say leave approved, but whatever they say, that in civilian terminology. Right.
Yeah. Gotcha. Tracking.
Because she'll just get a plane back to Iowa.
Oh, it's just like pre-buy it? Yeah, it'll only be like fucking $30.
Yeah, and she tried to buy a flight early when this whole thing kind of kicked off, coronavirus.
Yeah.
And they canceled her flight and they gave her a fucking $90.
Voucher?
Like, voucher, yeah, so it's free as free gets.
Oh, well, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Too easy. So can I just wait on that? It might be like – it definitely won't be middle June. It'll still be early.
Okay. I'm just saying because the gyms are planning to open back up soon, and I'm trying to be consistent again.
Shred City.
Bro, I need to look like fucking – who do I need to look like, man? I don't know. I need to look like fucking Tim Kennedy by fucking – Christmas.
It's not a bad one. That's not a bad
one. I need to look like fucking Rudy Reyes by Christmas.
Oh, that ain't a bad one either.
That dude is fucking jacked. Said the,
it was either, the, yeah, the shred stage was always Brad Pitt in Fight Club. No. Or Brad Pitt in Snatch. So I think it was Snatch. It was Snatch or Fight Club.
Either, no.
And then the bulk was Brad Pitt in Troy.
Yes. Yes. That's different. It's different for me though. Mine's more fucking Captain America is the fucking Shred and Bane from Dark Knight is the bulk.
There you go. I like Bane from Dark
Knight. Dude, Tom Hardy got fucking massive for that movie.
He was definitely on all the Mexican supplements.
Oh yeah, they were probably American supplements because he's got a fucking Hollywood doctor.
Ivan Drago.
Yeah.
Probably came down and gave him shit from Rocky IV.
Yeah, Dolph Lundgren just walked in. He's like, hey, kid.
These are from Rocky IV. He's like, take these. Yes.
He's like, I would trust any drugs given to me by Dolph Lundgren.
Well, he's a legit doctor.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's no doubt prescribed.
He's got a couple doctors. Yeah, that's
it's like you don't even have to write it down. He just hands it to me. It's like, oh, thanks, Doc.
Appreciate
you. You know how I got that? I got that, and I still say that to this day because of Eddie.
Appreciate you. You can say it real fast, and like people will have no idea what the fuck.
Appreciate you. What?
What was it? There was another one I had that was like that. It was like.
Sure be shame.
Are you saying sure be shame?
Sure be shame. What? Oh, man.
I was saying, should probably eat something. I was turning to, should probably eat something. G is a good one.
G?
Yep, G. Hey, G.
Yount to?
Did you eat? Did you eat?
Yount to?
You're combining four words. G?
Yount to?
Hey, G?
Yeah, G? Nah. Yount to?
Nah, I didn't eat. Yeah, I want to. Let's do it. I'd eat.
Dude, yeah, bro. You're making me hungry. Stop. Fucking asshole. So hungry.
Ugh.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of hungry, let's talk about celebrity birthdays. What?
They probably eat cake.
Yeah. Today.
I fucking eat cake. Today? Is my birthday on a Wednesday?
I don't know. Is it?
I'm a look. I'm going to look.
I don't know. Who's got birthdays this week?
No, it's next fucking Sunday. It's not next Sunday, but a Sunday after that.
Oh, man. Let's.
I know myself and Clint Eastwood share a birthday.
Do you?
I'm pretty sure.
Well. Dude, guess whose fucking birthday is today?
I got no idea.
Fucking Cher, bro.
Oh,
neighbor, leave it love after love. And it feels inside me, say, she's 74.
I think of that Will Ferrell movie.
Oh, yeah.
Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Yep.
Where that he said the fucking pyramids vibrating. He starts singing that song.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, you should sit on this.
Oh, fuck. I need to watch that movie again, bro.
Oh, it has Danny McBride.
Yeah, it does. It's sleep. It's a sleeper.
God cult damn classic. It, Shaka. It really is. Yeah, it really
is. Oh, man.
He just stays with. He ends up staying in that with all the like monkey people.
Yeah,
Oh,
but their women are super hot.
Timothy Oliphant turns 52 today.
He's that guy. That doppelganger.
He's that guy who always gets confused for Josh Duhamel.
Yeah, he's got a doppelganger.
Busta Rhymes turns 48 today. Could you imagine? I don't even know what's Busta Rhymes' real name.
I thought it was Busta. No?
I don't think so.
Busta. What up, Busta?
Buster. No.
Buster.
His real name is Buster Lee Rhymes. but it's not pronounced Rhymes, it's Remus. Buster Lee Remus.
Reams. Yeah.
Reams.
Like Romulus and Remus.
Yes. This is Buster Lee Rhymes. Jesus, man, that's funny. More celebrities that have a birthday today. Jesus.
Feed me knowledge.
I don't know, man. Nobody that I can recognize, really. I don't think it's a good day for celebrity birthdays. Oh, country singer John Party is 35 today.
Who's that?
The guy that sings that song, "You might have a little dirt on my boots, gonna be up down tonight, hanging up down my boots." You know what I'm talking about?
No, but I don't listen to the country.
Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you up down tonight.
I tell you what, though, I do listen to country, and I'm gonna send you this playlist because it's amazing. I'm gonna tell it to you right now. Actually,
it's amazing. Did you just make that word?
It's amazing.
Two syllables.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's on Spotify. It's called Vintage Vibes.
Ooh, yes.
I almost said Vines.
Oh, be a fucking RIP Vine.
Vine. Dude, for real, RIP Vine.
Oh,
man. That could be a whole podcast that's talking about RIP Vine.
Yeah, not for me. Yeah. You're a little more vested
Vintage
in
Vine. Vibes. Oh, dude, I fucking loved it. I was sucked in every day. Only the comedy section, though.
Yeah. I love the cosmetic section. It ruined my attention span. I really loved watching all the tutorials.
Did you?
Makeup, yeah. It's my shit.
I believe it. Because, yeah, even that, it's like seven. I'll watch that. You know why? Because it's seven.
Exactly.
Seven, and I'm going to watch another one. Like, you know why?
Stupid idiot.
Look at that dumb idiot.
That person. Yeah, stupid idiot. Thought that was cool enough to.
But you know what? I've really just turned my Instagram into that now.
What?
Into Vine, you know what I'm saying? Into what I liked about Vine.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what's cool about Instagram is you can get all of it now in one place.
You can curate it to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's personalized. Like. Mm-hmm.
Vintage Vibes, dude. I'm telling you. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, send it to me. That's really the only kind of country I like is...
Same.
You know, bluesy, exactly. Folky.
You're going to love it, I'm telling you.
Sweet. Got some Chris Stapleton. It's got some fucking Dwight Yoakam.
Dude, actually, no. It had a lot of and a lot of stuff I had never heard of, but they were new bands, newer bands.
Oh, good shit, man.
They weren't old. Oldies kind of deal.
I like that. I'm really into Dead South and what's his name, Tyler Childers.
Mm-hmm. Coulter Wall.
Fuck yeah, that guy's good. Yeah. I have this tab pulled up just before we fucking depart. This is kind of old news, but kind of relevant to the shit that we talk about. The Pentagon released a UFO of UFOs. Did I just say the same thing twice?
What they just confirmed that.
Did I just say video? The Pentagon just released a UFO of UFOs.
You did?
Yeah, I meant to say the Pentagon just released videos of the UFOs that had already been previously seen. And it was by that...
They just confirmed it, kind of.
Yeah, it was like everybody is talking about it on the internet, and it's like Navy pilots are coming out and saying that they're seeing it. It's like all over the internet, and there's fucking picture-perfect, you know, non-confrontational proof that you know, these things exist. And so they're like, all right, fuck it. Fuck. Yeah, they're just like, yeah, man. Cool. Yeah, they're real. Fine.
You know? I mean, yeah, it's they like, basically said, yeah, we don't know what they are either. So.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, or it's just a complete fucking ploy of, you know.
Misdirection.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we don't know what they are either. It's like, yeah, dude, we fucking, you know, we see these motherfuckers all the time. You just finally fucking caught up. Welcome to the party, bitch.
Apparently they do. Yeah, I guess they happen all the time, like off the coast of California.
Bro, there's a YouTube page that I watch, and I think you know which YouTube page I'm talking about, but Secure Team 10, they have a bunch of videos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, that guy is pretty fucking knowledgeable. He doesn't fucking over-dramatize shit. He's pretty factual, black and white on the stuff that's reported. But then again, you are talking about a conspiracy theorist here, so everything may be a little bit dramatized as it is, but it's still interesting to look at and kind of fucking ask questions and say, what if, you know?
Right.
But either way, still good fucking shit that the government's finally realizing that we fucking know that there's some other motherfuckers out there.
Yeah, they're not calling us idiots anymore.
Yeah. Stop putting your goddamn tinfoil helmets on your head. There ain't no goddamn aliens out there, you idiots. It's like, yeah, there is, fucking idiot. Get my tinfoil hat back out, bitch.
Idiot. So stupid.
So stupid.
Idiot.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Fuck. All right, buddy. Well, enjoy your evening. Thank you again to RM Extracts and Nuvie Pharma and RTF Sports Podcasting Network. You are people. We're your people. And we are the people of the people for MMA and comedy and whiskey, beer, you know, just American shit. So, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Mary Jane.
Yeah, and weed, Mary Jane.
I'm in love.
I hate the word weed now. I don't like the weed.
I'm gonna put that.
I don't like
song
the word
on
weed.
Mary Jane, dude. I'm putting that song on right now.
Mary Jane.
I'm in love. There it is.
Yeah, I'm in love with Mary Jane. She is my same thing. She makes me feel all right. She makes my heart sing. All right. And when I'm feeling low, it's just no surprise. All right. Fucking, hey, dude, what's 2 + 2?
4.
What'd you use?